This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Our man Jeff Hathorn, he joins right now, and he covers everything for us, and we like to touch base with him. Jeff, a very good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning. Going to throw out the cold enough for you, but then I tried to stop, but obviously didn't.
Then you didn't want slapped through the phone. Right. Yes. We got it. Certainly. Jeff, tell me why that the people who are trying to make a correlation between this team and the sixth seed team that went on to do great things, why are they right and why are they wrong? You've covered both teams.
Well, they're right because the Steelers will go on the road. They're wrong because that team was on the was more talented and on the way up and just had some bad things happen. They didn't have games like the Steelers had where they were down 30-0 at halftime. They had some bad break games and caught fire with a good young nucleus and a defense with some studs on it. Now, this defense has some studs on it, too, but some key injuries, and I just don't think it's the same. I get it. I do, because it's an easy thing to look at. And, man, you would hope that, like in Indianapolis, that the Steelers could find a way to go into Kansas City and get a couple of quick early touchdowns and kind of knock back the team with the Hall of Fame-type quarterback. But I think they're two different situations.
How do they keep this game close, Jeff, so that they can perhaps pounce late and shock the world?
Well, I think they do have to kind of show that they're there, bring something in the first and second quarter, and maybe not just offensively but defensively. Make a play, show that, hey, this is different this time. Don't allow Kansas City to settle in and get into rhythm. Because remember that first game, it wasn't really the big plays that killed them. First series, 14 plays. Third series, 10 plays. I mean, they've got to get Patrick Mahomes out of rhythm, and obviously they've got to get something going offensively. Fine. I don't know how. I don't know. I assume they've tried everything because this has been a problem since early November, but they've got to find something going in that first quarter.
Fan Hotline. Fan Hotline brought to you by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Jeff Hathorn brought to us on that Fan Hotline. We will find out more today, of course, when Mike Tomlin speaks. Are we worried enough about Najee Harris's health right now in that elbow and that arm? Or are we still stuck in the afterglow of a win? Like, I'm really concerned.
Yeah, I'm concerned too. I mean, he was able to return, and you wonder how much of that was competitive spirit. Like, hey, I've got a chance to make a difference. I'm going to go back into the game. Elbows can be a tricky thing. How did it rest? Did it swell? We'll find out more. Although probably vague about, we'll let the week speak to us. Tomlin loves that phrase, but if they don't have Najee Harris, the slim chance they have just left the. Left town.
Does that call into contrast for them maybe this offseason, Jeff? Look, there's a ton of warts, as Mike Tomlin called them, and we've referenced them over the year, throughout the course of the year, I should say. Does it call into contrast, though, the need for a better complementary back, a better RB2, if you want to put it that way, so that, look, they're not going to be Najee Harris, but that when you are without Najee Harris, even if it's just for a couple plays or a series or maybe a game, you feel more confident in what you have behind him.
Yeah, and I get the risk on Kalen Ballage. There were some attractive things about his game from especially when you watch him in camp, and I know they felt like they had something there that maybe the Chargers didn't realize that they had. I don't understand the love affair with Benny Snell. He plays hard, But I would like that to be an upgrade. And, you know, they thought, too, you know, hey, Anthony McFarland, he didn't have a camp last year. He dealt with some things. Let's give him a full camp and see what he could do. And he can't even get on the field in uniform.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Evergreen question I think I ask you every single week because it's an evolution for this guy and his career. What's Chase Claypool? I know. Same answer all the time, right? Because it's like a ping pong match. It's back and forth and back and forth. He shows flashes of brilliance, and then you go, what the heck did he just do? And then he shows flashes of brilliance. His block at the end of the game the other day was an incredible play, and he had a couple incredible plays.
Yeah, and he's got the athletic ability that just you get excited about, and you can understand why they took this guy where they did, and you could also understand why other teams maybe went, well, I don't know. He doesn't have the consistency. What you'd hope is in the offseason he finds it, whether it's who he works out with, that something just clicks, that he's going to come to play every play. If that could wear off on Chase Claypool, the Steelers still have a dynamic receiver for a couple of years. And then, you know, we'll see what happens after that.
Jeff Hathorn, 93.7 The Fan Sports Director with us, joins us, checks in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock here on The Fan Morning Show. Have we properly recognized the job that Chris Wormley has done this year, stepping in for Stephon Tuitt?
How about him? You know, six sacks, career high. And you kind of knew that he's that filling guy, but how could that last? You know, like a baseball player that comes in for a couple of weeks and then he just peters out. This guy, Wormley's been he's been outstanding, and they've needed him. And another thing that he's done is he's worked well with the outside linebackers. He's you know, at times he needs to do things to allow TJ to do what he does. And I think Wormley has been a really nice complimentary piece. After he signed last year, there wasn't a lot of production from him, but now you can see what Kevin Colbert and the scouts saw from him when they signed him from Baltimore a year and a half ago.
Are they going to sign Witherspoon to another contract?
I think so. I would love to see Joe Hayden around, but I don't see that happening. Witherspoon has shown some flashes. Again, like Wormley, he's a guy who had some potential. Maybe that wasn't the greatest situation he was in Seattle. And when he first got here, it took him a while. But he's made some nice plays, and he's got that body you like, and they like his work ethic. The biggest knock on him, always been special teams. Well, if he's a starting corner, he doesn't need to worry about special teams.
Let me ask you a more global question here, Jeff, because it's one I found myself thinking about last night. Look, I don't think anybody's perception of the season or expectations are going to change if they go out to Kansas City and lose, right? Because that's basically what's expected. A win, though. Let's say they pull off the impossible, right? Let's just go down this path for a minute. Let's say they pull it off. They somehow upset the Chiefs. How much of a positive impact would it have on your perception of the season as a whole and where they're headed? Or does nothing really alter the offseason is going to remain the same narrative?
It would provide a glow to this season. It would provide a mark. I mean, listen, for the Steelers, for all the things that, and rightfully things to complain about this team, it's a rebuilding team that swept its two rivals, that found its way into the playoffs, even with help, but still, they found their way into the postseason. In some ways, this is a really remarkable year, and I was at the RV show last night and ran into people who were saying that they're excited about Sunday, not that they think they're going to win, but this will be one of the first times, as one guy was saying, one of the first times he'll be able to sit back and just enjoy the game because he has no expectations of a victory. Like, he's just going in and saying, I'm going to root, and if they lose, oh well. And he says he never has that feeling. I think that's the thing about this year. Just take the wins where you can get them. Know that you have to rebuild. The thing for the Steelers is don't be fooled that you still don't have a lot of holes to fill, and don't be afraid, you know, to, I don't know if tear down's the word, but fill those holes before you think that you're a player away from the Super Bowl.
If I put you in the front seat with a wheel in front of you, one of those like 50-foot motor homes, whatever, that was like a bus, like an RV, 55-foot, whatever.
The Madden Cruiser.
Yes, one of those big ones. Could you operate it right now and make it go from here to Cincinnati?
Yes.
Without a doubt, he says.
You're comfortable. You wouldn't hit anything, or you know what's going. You've driven one of these before.
So my grandfather had one, not that big, obviously, but yeah, it's funny. My grandfather had it, and his wife, my grandmother, couldn't drive. She couldn't drive a car, yet he showed horses. So he would have this 32-foot motorhome pulling a horse trailer.
Oh my God.
And he would give her the keys and fall asleep in the back. And I don't know how the world survived her trying to drive this thing down the road to different horse shows. So I saw that or knew that happened. So if she could handle that, I know I could handle
it. Wow.
That's amazing.
Wow. Are you like in the market for this? Are you buying one of these? Why were you at the RV show?
No, I was representing the station down there for a couple of hours.
Okay.
I went walking around and those machines are incredible. Now, if you guys want to cough up a loan.
Right. They're also $600,000. So, wow, that is great, though. I often think, like, if you could just go ahead and take the world with you, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, what was cool is I walked into one, and they're blasting the fan.
Nice.
There you go.
And it had a thing in the back that just folds out to be a party deck.
Oh, geez.
That's a tailgate machine right there.
Now, that is the that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Right there.
For sure.
Nice work. Hey, what else do you got cooking aside from the Steelers? Sounds like Geno may be back tonight. Pitts in Syracuse. What else you got cooking on the website?
Yeah, and of course we'll have Mike Tomlin and the reaction from there. Mm-hmm. But what these guys are saying about playing Kansas City a second time and this opportunity, what the Steelers are saying about this opportunity in the playoffs, and obviously it's a huge Steelers week, especially with the Pens out west. But I am anxious tonight to see. I know you guys wish it was an earlier time. I get that. But to see if Geno steps on the ice, I got a good feeling that tonight's the night.
There we go. Jeff, we thank you so very much. We will chat again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, here we go. We got all kind of Roger Wood submissions.
Oh, yeah?
Najee Harris can run through a wall.
There
we go. But the wideouts can't catch a ball. And the team's O-line needs new tackles and guards, so Big Ben never throws a pass over 10 yards. There we go.
Perfect.
How about Bush, Schobert, and Robert Spillane? Here we go. Other tailbacks run through their lane. Here we go. You better hope the other team throws, because the Steelers inside linebackers. Yes. I mean, there's all kinds of submissions.
You're supposed to keep this positive, people.
TJ will get a sack. Here we go. Next play, they'll rush and gain it all back. Here we go. Yep, there we go.
I thought it was going to be something about Tyler Huntley kneeing him in the...
Yeah, in the junk. Yeah, yes, well, there we go.
Sack rhymes with...
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. Yeah. We got Minka, Cam, and TJ.
Here we go.
Rest of these guys should be serving fries.
Here we go.
I mean, the people are out against the Steelers today.
This is why Roger Wood is not, is just, he knows.
I know.
There's no point in putting a new one out this year.
Yeah, there is. There's some good ones, though. O-line's a bunch of guys that nobody knows.
Here we go.
Yes. Since we never get it in the end zone, here we go. Our only hope is 3 points off of Boswell's toe.
There we go.
Man, people are down on the Steelers. Down on the Steelers. Roger Wood, we're soliciting lyrics for Roger Wood's 2021-2022 version of Here We Go. All right, Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus, top of the hour. We talked to him.
Going to be tough to keep up with if you're an early riser, but the Pens are out west. They've got Anaheim tonight, then they've got LA on Thursday, San Jose on Saturday, and finally Vegas on Monday before they come back home. But while they're out west, sounds like Evgeny Malkin is coming back into the lineup. Could we see him as soon as tonight against the Ducks, Sully?
Well, we're encouraged by his progress. I would anticipate at this point that Geno will be a game time decision, but we're certainly encouraged with the progress that he's made. He's had a lot of preparation that's gotten him to this point. He's had a fair amount of full participation in practice. We've gotten him some scrimmage time, 5-on-5. We've gotten him involved with the top power play unit. So we've tried to check all the boxes as far as his preparation process. And he's worked extremely hard to get himself to this point. We'll evaluate his progress here overnight. We'll make a decision tomorrow, but I would anticipate him being a game-time decision.
Game-time decision, boys.
I would anticipate I'm going to make a decision about game time. Hockey is so cryptic, it's just hilarious.
He just doesn't want to say he's going to be in the lineup tonight.
I would anticipate making a decision around game time. Yeah. And I'm not saying it's Mike Sullivan, it's all of hockey. Yeah. It makes me chuckle. The lengths they go to not tell you anything.
Short of Malkin going out during warm-ups and forgetting how to skate, I would suspect we see him in the lineup tonight against
Penguins. Once had a goaltending change and an injury to start game one of Stanley Cup Finals.
Indeed.
One year.
Indeed.
You remember that?
Yes.
And what's in that? Zatkoff had to come in.
To start the playoffs,
yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So it's increasingly likely that it will be Evgeny Malkin.
More probable than not.
There we go.
I believe
go.
Is the word once used.
How many
in
more phrases can we come up with? Seriously.
I know.
So yeah, again, if you're an early riser, you might not be able to stay up for the whole thing, but at the very least, you get to see a little bit of Gino, it sounds like, tonight. And it sounds like probably on a line with Kasperi Kapanen, which I'm excited about as well. Brad Spielberger joins us every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. We're excited about that. We talk to him in 30 minutes. A Chiefs color analyst, Dannon Hughes, will join us at 8:30. Jason LaCanfora at 9 as we start the big run-up to Sunday night's wild card game. Also, latest episode of This Hits Different with Shelby Cassesi at 8:45. Coming up next, something is happening in my home that I'm not a big fan of, but it reminded me of something that happened when I was a kid, and I think all of us have probably had this moment when we were kids. I'll go over it next here on the Fan Morning. Yeah, in the Fan Morning Show, it's brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. So this is happening at home lately, and I didn't think I'd have to deal with it really sooner rather than later, but here we are. The Steelers play the Chiefs on Sunday night. My 8-year-old son, Braden, has just started getting into the NFL. It's because we got him an old Xbox and some old Madden games just before Christmas from our niece's husband. Anyway, he's been playing a lot of Madden lately. Unfortunately, his favorite team to use on Madden is Kansas City, and he's become a huge Patrick Mahomes fan. And so we got him a Mahomes jersey right around Christmas time, right?
Kids like Mahomes. My Kids daughter love- has a Mahomes Christmas ornament she had to have from the Hallmark store.
He calls
store.
Him Patty Mahomes, too. It's whatever. Anyway, this is the same kid that refers to touchdowns as tutties. He's 8. It's okay. But when I told him on Monday that the Steelers were going to play the Chiefs, because he wanted to know, you know, what happened, did the Raiders and Chargers tie? And I said, yeah, they almost did. Anyway, the kid who nearly cried when he thought the Steelers-Ravens game had ended in a tie and the Steelers were out is now all of a sudden, and maybe he's just doing it to get a rise out of me, saying he's rooting for the Chiefs on Sunday.
That's fair.
That's
I mean,
fine. He's 8.
To,
okay, right. Have fun with it. We'll have fun with it on Sunday night especially. Anyway, it brought me to this. I remember being a little kid and being a huge fan of Joe Montana when he was with the 49ers, right? Now, I wouldn't root for Joe Montana when he played the Steelers, but nonetheless, we all had that athlete who wasn't on our favorite team when we were kids.
Right.
That we rooted for growing up, even though they weren't on our favorite team. Montana was mine. I don't know. Ken Griffey Jr. I put it out on Twitter. There was a million responses.
I got one. And
okay.
It's not necessarily just an athlete. It's a conglomeration of athletes. I was born in December of 76.
Okay.
So I was like 9 or 10. I guess. 9, I guess. The way that the 85 Cardinals ran with McGee and Coleman and those guys.
Yeah.
The way they stole bases.
Well, all of them could, really. The entire lineup could fly.
Well, Coleman had like 110
or
whatever it was. And McGee had like 56 or something or 60 bases. Vance Light could run a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The way they changed the game in that when I was little, I rooted for them. Plus my first, like when I was 5 or 6, whatever, team was the Cardinals.
Okay.
That I played on.
Okay.
I had like an affinity for the Cardinals. That of course the Pirates were my first team.
Yeah.
But after that, the way that team just ran like hell.
Mm-hmm.
It was something unlike, her and Ozzie Smith, they did. A way that we hadn't seen before. And it felt like they revolutionized baseball. And so I was caught up in that when I was like 9.
Oh, yeah.
There was that. I liked it. I think that for a lot of people, Eric Dickerson's rec specs like fascinated them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I thought that was super cool, what Eric Dickerson did.
Yes. It's got to be L.A. Rams, rec specs, Jerry Curl, Eric Dickerson. It can't be Indianapolis Colts, Eric Dickerson.
And I'll tell you another guy that ended up not being good, but he fascinated a lot of people, and you followed him, was because he just had so many people in his orbit that wanted to find out what he was all about, because you'd never seen somebody like this. Brian Bosworth.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I was probably 11 when he was a first-round pick, and he went to Seattle, and he petered out. He wasn't good. He was a much better college player than he was a pro player. But he had, like, this was before the internet, so you had to have television, of course, and that was how, and newspapers and magazines and Sports Illustrated.
And the 7 o'clock highlight show,
and
you know, the count with Berman was the how you saw everything.
Bosworth was essentially a WWF or WWE personality that happened to play football.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And that guy had, like, a lot of people my age, like, just fascinated by his every move.
Well, and you mentioned Bosworth. I have a friend who is still unnaturally obsessed with Bo Jackson. Like, still has the poster of Bo Jackson in the shoulder pads with the bat over his shoulders. He was a big one. LT, when we were young, a lot of people were huge fans of. Matt, you're a different age, so I'm curious about this. When you were a kid, who was the non-Pittsburgh athlete that you were just enamored with?
It was the other LT, the second LT.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Wow.
Yes. I loved his game. I loved the jerseys, too, the powder blues.
The visor.
Yeah, the visor. He had the look, the touchdown record.
He looked like
man.
A robot playing football. Like,
yes,
he did. He looked, I want to say not human in a bad way, but
like a machine playing
football.
Yeah, like a Terminator.
The other part, too, at my age, you know, I'm 45. I just turned 45. You had to pick the Lakers or the Celtics. Like, you had to have a rooting allegiance. This was before, really, the Bulls came along, and maybe people liked the Pistons a little bit. But the NBA was really big, and it was kind of like you had to pick the Lakers or the Celtics. One of those two teams had to be your team. And a large amount of people that were Irish Catholic like me, you just had to root for the Celtics.
Right.
But I didn't like – I liked the Lakers
liked
instead.
Yeah, so did I.
And you also had to pick either Duke or UNLV. Like, those were the polar opposite sides, too, in college basketball. Like, here are these – we'd never seen dudes like this all gathered together.
Right.
At UNLV, I mean, these guys are doing stuff. They're bouncing the ball off the floor, throwing alley-oops. They're just like –
Stacey Aguirre's windmill dunking from 18 feet.
Yeah, I mean, you have LJ, and you have just everybody that is just doing crazy, crazy stuff. And they have Tark – but then you have Duke, and Duke is supposed to represent all that's holy and all that's good and everything. And you had to pick one of those two sides. There was so many this or that, or a white or black, or not race wise. I'm just saying polar opposites.
Either ors. Yeah.
Yes, and that time in sports was really something.
Yeah, and yes, I'll let him wear the Mahomes jersey to school if he wants to. I'm not worried. I mean, I'm not. It's they're 8 years old. I'm not worried about it. It's he'll be okay. And like I said, we'll have fun with it on Sunday night. He can cheer for he'll be in bed before the end of the first quarter, probably maybe even before the start of the game. But well, they don't have school on Monday. Maybe not. Anyway, point remains. We'll have fun with it. Like he'll taunt me when the Chiefs do something, and I'll mess with him when the Steelers do something. It'll be fun, actually.
More Roger Wood submissions. We're asking you for your Roger Wood submissions if he were to write a song about this team. I don't know why he doesn't have one out yet. How about this one? Ben's arm has got parts from a corpse. No more deep throws. He just throws them short. Front seven, they can't stop the run. This year, the postseason will be won and done.
Oh, my
Here
God.
Here we go. People are so negative with these. So negative. My gosh.
Just a little more positivity, please, people.
How about this one, Matt, you saw? Now the offense is ready to roll. Mm-hmm. Another jet sweep to chase Claypool. Najee Harris is looking to run, but Big Ben is going to try to sling his gun. Here we go.
Count
on TJ to get us a sack until the run D gives those yards back. Yeah. Steel curtain's got to make it stand. So Mike Tomlin does another locker room dance.
Here we go. Nice work. You know, that one I liked.
I like that one.
That one was really solid. Keep them coming this morning. Hey, BetQL there to help you make smarter bets throughout the football season, and now a chance to win cash with their Giving Props contest. Free to play starts tomorrow and runs through the postseason. Each playoff round, BetQL posts 10 props. Person with the most correct picks each week wins $2,000, and just by signing up, you're automatically entered into a random drawing for $10,000 in the grand prize. BetQL.com/props to sign up. That's BetQL.com/props. There are things we like. There are things we don't like. That's why we do this. All right, let's start with the things that we like, therefore we do this. Yeah.
All right, I'm rooting for – now, you got to pick your spots, but I'm rooting for parents to continue to be able to lie to their kids. just here and there, and especially if you can infuse kind of a dad jokey-ish lie. So let me explain. Yesterday we're driving in the car, and my son's sitting in the front seat, and he has gas in it. You heard it just a little bit, and he chuckled and laughed. And I said, and here's where I alleviated, and we're driving home from school, and I eliminated him wanting to do it anymore because it was too cold to put the windows down, and I didn't want to deal with the smell, and I wanted him to not joke around anymore and do that in the car.
Right.
I lied, and you're okay to lie as a parent. I told him because the seat heater was on, he could cause a fire in the car. And he looked at me, and he's very intelligent.
Yeah.
And he thought real curious. He's 10, though. He was like, whoa. And I had both of my kids thinking that if you pass gas sitting on a seat that has the seat heater on,
you could catch on fire.
That there's a chemical reaction that could mix with the seat heater that's on. And so until they realize it themselves, they will be clenched cheeks sitting on that seat, even if they have to pass gas. Thus, my car won't smell. So I am for. Anytime you can, I'm not above lying to my kids to get what I want out of it. And I didn't want my car to smell. So I told them, don't do it again or you're going to cause a fire and it's going to explode right under your butt right there because the seat heater.
Solid work.
I said, how do you think that seat gets heated? There's chemicals in it. Don't do that again.
You're going to blow your butt up.
Right.
Yeah. All right. I like it. I am rooting for, stick with me on this, a huge game on Sunday night, a huge Steelers upset, and a huge game from Chris Wormley. Why? Because I want another free sandwich, to be quite honest. I want somebody named Chris to have a big game and Permanis to give free sandwiches away, much like they did yesterday. I went and got my Chris Boswell sandwich. It was delicious at the Pleasant Hills Permane Brothers. As always, cap and cheese, because that's my go-to. I mean, come on. But that's what I'm rooting for. Because, A, it would be nice to see the Steelers win. B, it will require someone off the radar having a huge game. Chris Wormley, slightly off the radar. And, yeah, C, get me a free sandwich out of the
deal. Yeah, Colin Halba, that long snapper, sucked from Louisville, so I'll never be on board with that. He got cut,
no.
Even though he got drafted. But
Carlos
anyway.
Dunlap not on this team.
No, no relation.
No. Distant cousins, maybe.
Yes.
Just like me and Khalil Mack.
Okay, I am rooting against, and you know, I consume a lot of the internet. It's what we do with our job. And on social media, though, something, and this isn't really new. It's happened for upwards of a year, maybe over a year or so. Why, when people post clips of funny videos or different things, especially on Instagram, do we need to get the artificial intelligence, the computer-generated voice that introduces the clip all the time? Like, they'll have a clip of their dad that is, like, dancing and yelling at the TV of the Steeler game.
Right.
And it'll be like, when my dad goes crazy watching the Steeler game. You know, and it has that voice.
I don't know why that's a deal now. It's on TikTok, right?
Yeah, I guess. And I then guess, it filters over right, to right. It makes me want to not watch funny clips because it'll be like, when dad laughs watching this Steeler game and scares the dogs. And then it shows the clip. And it's like that same computer generated voice.
Right. When my boyfriend forgets my birthday.
That one.
Yeah.
Yes. What? Why? Why is that? I'm rooting against any more of that.
I'm on board with that. When Roger Wood doesn't drop a new edition of Here We Go.
Yes.
All right, I'm rooting against this, in all seriousness, this Najee arm injury being any more serious than it looked like it was in Baltimore on Sunday. I mean, I love the fact the dude came back, played with one arm, helped get them into field goal range for Boz in overtime to win the thing. But if they go into Kansas City without Najee, they're in a much larger heap of trouble than they are with Najee. So when I listen to Mike Tomlin speak today at noon, I'm hoping we get a good report as to Najee and the condition of that right arm, the injury that kept him out for much of the game on Sunday in Baltimore. So there we go.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.